Okay, welcome to today's Mishnah Yomi. We are in Brachos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Now, again, I don't know how we're going to do this every single day in terms of if we're going to read the Mishnah inside or I'm going to give you the outline. But for today, let's read it inside. Be'emasai Karnish Mab Arvis. So, Mishnah's Brachos talks about the first three Brachos were about Krishma and when you can say Krishma, who can say Krishma, etc. So the Gemara starts off saying, when do you say Krishma? When are we allowed to say Krishma? What is the Zman, the time for saying Krishma? Name is Ikara Shema Ba'arvis. Just to point out quickly, Rav Zusha, the famous Hasidic Rebbe, he couldn't get past the first word because he wouldn't read him Amosai from when, but rather Me'emas Hashem. Me'emas Hashem. He'd say, before you learn, Reishis Chach Me'yiras Hashem, before you begin to learn, you need to have fear of heaven. Me'emas Hashem. He'd run into the forest and scream, Me'emas Hashem. Me'emas Hashem. And that's really what we're doing here. Perhaps the reason we're beginning Shas with Krishma, because what is Krishma? Krishma is all about the Kabbalah Al Malchus Shemayim. When we accept the yoke of heaven, we accept Hashem's reign on us. We say, Hashem, we'll do anything for you. So the very first mitzvah, in a way, that you do in the morning, and the last one you do at night, is Krishma. Me'emas Zaykaron is Shema B'Arvis. So what is the time? What is Zman for saying Shema at night? Because the Psukim just say you say Shema when you get up and when you go to sleep. So we have to define what is getting up and what is going to sleep. What is that Zman? First idea is Mishasha Kohanim Nichnasim Le'efel B'Trumasa. At the time when the Kohanim are allowed to eat the Truma. A Kohen ate Truma, and if he was ritually impure, if he was Tamei, there were different types of Tuma, but at the end of the day, once he went to the mikvah, he had to wait until the sun went down, until it's a new day, and then he's allowed to eat the truma. So at the time that he's allowed to eat truma, that is the time, the same time period that you can say Shema. Ad sof hashmur harishona. And the end time of night is the first third of the night. Dibri Rabbi Eliezer. No, ad chatzos, you can read from nightfall until chatzos, halfway, midpoint of the night. And again, we're dealing with halachic zmanim, not hours, and therefore, depending on the time of year, so it's going to be shorter or longer. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Ach Yalom HaShachar. Rabbi Gamliel has a longer sheet that says, not the first third of the night, not chatzos, but rather until Amud HaShachar, until it begins to get light, the beginning of dawn. That is the three sheetas. Maisa, a story happened. Shabbat Banov B'Beis HaMishta. His children of Rabbi Gamliel come home, they're out partying all night, or wherever they were doing, they were at a wedding, who knows, doing something. Amar lo, I give out, like Karina Shema, we never had time, we didn't read Shema, we didn't say Shema yet, what should we do? So Amar lehem, ilo ala amir shachar, chayav anata likros. If you did not have time, if it's not amir shachar, if it's still night, so you can still read. Velo zu bilvad, ela kol sh'amr chacham achatzos, mitzvasan ad sh'alo amir shachar. Not only that, but he wanted to say that anytime Chazal tell us, Chacham say, you have until Chatzos, really the mitzvah is until daybreak, but for some reason, which we'll get to soon, they limited it to Chatzos. And this might come up other areas where we think about Chatzos when that's a demarcation about a Zman mitzvah, re-Pesach. Hector Chalom Ve'Varim, mitzvahs Achalom Neshachar. One of the cases is, in the Beis HaMikdash, we talked about a couple weeks ago, I believe, in the Drasha, that every day, they would bring a carbon tamidish in the morning, a carbon tamid in the afternoon, to bracket the day with two carbonos, and at night, you were not allowed to bring carbonos, rather they would burn all the leftover fats and limbs that were not finished being consumed by the Mizbeach during the day. So what is nightfall? Ad sha'ala amud ha-shachar. Furthermore, there are certain carbonos you can only eat for one day and one night. When is the time period that you must cease eating that carbon? Mitzvoset ad sh'alo amud ha-shachar. If this is true, if you're going to tell me, Rabbi Gamliel, that the Chachamim really allow you to eat all night, so why did they limit it until Chatzos? Amar Chachamim ad Chatzos k'dei laharchik as adam min ha-aveira. Because Chazal were concerned that if you say, you know what, I'm going to wait until the last minute, so what's going to happen? Invariably, there are times you're going to forget, or you're going to get busy, and therefore you're going to forget to say Krishma or do any of the other mitzvos, and therefore they wanted to create a geder, and they said you only have until Chatzos. It's interesting to note here. Side note, Rabbeinu Yonah thinks that Chazal had the power here to oker, to uproot, the ability to say Krishma after Chatzos, and if one says it after Chatzos, they're not even Yotzeh, which is a fascinating idea. Mishnah 2, Meimasai, or as Rav Zusha would say, Meimas Hashem, Korin Nishma v'Shachris. Now that we know it, nightfall, you have to start reading it. Krishma, you're allowed to start from the time Kohanim can eat, which is Shkiyah, and you have three opinions about when you must stop, either the first third of the night, Chatzos, or on Buddha Shachar. What about morning Shema? Maybe it's like Karnas Shema B'Shachris. So the question is going to be, when people wake up, and what is it waking up? Mishiyakir v'tcheles alav. Let's remember, back then, no one had watches. So if you went outside, and you've been there in the early morning, you look outside, and as it's getting lighter, you can start seeing the difference between things. So when you can see the difference between, you look at your tzitzis, the blue and the white, then that is when the Zman Krishma kicks in. Relezer Omer Ben Tchelis Lekarti. No, blue and green, which has to be a little lighter because those are similar colors. Megomrim Ad Hanetzachama. And you can only say Krishma from that time until sunrise. Well, that's a whopper of a chiddush, as I would say. Imagine that. Imagine that was the halacha. You can only say Krishma in that 45-minute span, which means everyone has to wake up in the heart of summer, really early in the morning. I'd say we'd have a lot more issues. But thank God for Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ad Shlosh Shos. No, you have 3 hours into the day. Shekain Derech. B'nei Malach and Lamed B'Shalosh shows. Because the sons of kings who did not have to go out to the fields to do labor, they wake up a little later. And therefore, the first 3 hours of the day is all times when people are still waking up. And therefore, you have 3 hours, and only those 3 hours, to say Krishma. What happens afterwards? Hakorei Mikan Ve'elech. Let's say it's past 3 hours. Let's say Lu Yitzu, or God forbid, you woke up late and you missed Zman Krishma. Lo Hivsid. You didn't lose out. Now, I want to say what it means you didn't lose out is you're not wasting your time to Adam Shakori Torah. Because ultimately, what is Krishma? It's you're learning Torah. So you got the check for learning Torah, but you certainly missed out on your daily mitzvah of Krishma. Have a wonderful Shabbos.